Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
We'll do the full introspective on the Clippers when that series is over. One series that is over, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. Giannis Antetokounmpo went out guns blazing, for lack of a better phrase. No Dame Lillard as he tore his Achilles.
Man, it's tough, man.
It's tough being Giannis. It's tough being a Bucks fan. It's tough being Doc Rivers. Boy, to lose a lead, a 7-point lead with 39 seconds is incredible. Yes. Now, to be fair to Doc, that's the player's fault too. The players deserve majority of the blame. I know people want to go to Doc and he deserves to get blamed for it, but the player's got to be better. The player's got to be better. That's crazy. Come on now.
Missed free throws. Two turnovers, bad defensive mistakes that we know for sure in a scout report. You're not letting Tyrese Haliburton go to his right hand for layups and dunks to tie the game, to win the game. And then it said switching, giving up threes at the end. But the two turnovers are not Doc's fault. And he told them they had a foul to give. He was letting them know. And when you give up the foul, you foul Tyrese Haliburton when he's at the rim for a left-hand layup. You give him an N1. What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? You got the performances you needed from Gary Trent Jr. You got the performance you needed from A.J. Green. These guys both balled out. And then Giannis, of course, had a 30-20.
And you didn't get it from Kyle Kuzma. Boy, Danny, it's...
But you had enough to win this game. You should have won the game.
Should have won the game. 100%. Should have won the game. 100%.
This is a game y'all leading the whole game. Y'all beating them the whole game. Even before OT. And then OT, you got Gary Trent caught fire. They were up 7 points with 40 seconds to go. All you do is make your free throws. Don't turn the ball over.
And now you're in a situation because of the Damian Lillard injury, because of the lack of inspiring play.
I feel so bad for Dame, man.
That came from Kyle Kuzma. It sucks. And then because of the age of somebody like Brook Lopez, it is within full reason and logic for Giannis Antetokounmpo to say, we had a good run here. It's time for me to go. We can, because the Bucks offseason will last for a while, we could save it. But I will tell you this, Nick Wright of Fox Sports 1 pointed out a trade that I think would be fascinating. Giannis Antetokounmpo for Stephon Castle, who just won Rookie of the Year, Keldon Johnson, and a wealth of the first round picks that the San Antonio Spurs have. And all of a sudden, you have a big three of Giannis, Wemby, and De'Aaron Fox in San Antonio. My word.
And if you get to keep Vassell, that would be kind of crazy. But I think they'd have to give up more than just those two. They'd have to give up Vassell as well. To make it happen. But that's still De'Aaron Fox, one being young. Well, that would look kind of crazy.
That would look absolutely nuts. And it's in the realm of possibility. Oh my goodness. Okay. Now let's talk about one series that we do know. It's crazy. As you look around, there's only one series that we know is going to happen.
It happened. Pacers. In the second round,
Pacers versus the Cavaliers. And I don't think we need to talk about Tyrese Halliburton's pops. He was out of pocket. He's lucky. Yeah,
he knew it. Giannis is a mild-mannered
man. Yeah, no need to talk about it.
He's a well-raised kid, well-raised man. Good for him. You know what I'm saying? Kept his emotions in check. Respect his elders.
And I don't know how much validation I can give to the Cavaliers' first round playoff win. I know they won by a historic margin, but let's just keep it a bean. The Heat are not good.
122 points.
Tyler Hero's a good player. He's not a number one option. I don't know if Bam Adebayo is a number two option. And they just did not have enough. And that was the case with the
Miami.
They're
good at 2-3. They're good at two and three, but they're not getting Kevin Durant or somebody. You know what I'm saying? You better find a way to get somebody. So
yeah, and even if
Giannis or KD, one of somebody.
We'll see. Now for the Indiana Pacers, this is a big time series for them, Danny, because last year, while they earned some respect, judging from their run in the NBA Cup to eventually going to the Eastern Conference Finals. A majority of people looked at the Indiana Pacers and said, if the Knicks weren't hurt, you wouldn't have been in this situation.
Yeah.
You guys are not actually.
They got lucky. You guys are not actually Eastern Conference Finals people. So they have something to prove.
And maybe that was part of the reason why Tyrese Halliburton was voted as the most overrated player in the NBA.
Yeah. I just think got the gold medal, I think the biggest thing is because he got chosen over Kyrie and a bunch of other people for the Olympic game. A lot of his accolades and resume and acknowledgement and the flowers they gave him is because of the first third of the season from a year ago before the in-season tournament.
That's true, because his second half of the year last year wasn't good. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody was living off the hype of how well he played during that first third of the year. He had a great month and a half where he was getting 30 and 20. He had an unbelievable stretch. The hamstring issue obviously helped, but even without the hamstring issue, eventually the player's going to
wasn't an all-star this year.
He would have been a Hall of Fame player in 3 or 4 years if he played
that up.
He might have been an MVP player. You know what I'm saying? If he kept that up, it's not realistic. He was playing unbelievable basketball, but it was not a normal thing for him or most players. So it was hard for people to even expect that. So, yes, that's why he got the most overrated. But, yes, he has some things to prove, and I think he's starting to redeem it and letting people know. Like the other night, beating Milwaukee, coming down a stretch, making those plays, getting to the rim, getting dunks and layups to tie the game, to win the game. And he's a very good player, but I just think people have the expectation too high for him because of that first third of the season a year ago.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the pressure in this series will come on him because Pascal Siakam, a very, very good player, is going to be more than likely matched up against Evan Mobley, the defensive player.
And Jared Allen behind him. So he's like a lot of bigs he has to work with. So Miles Turner is going to be huge in this series as well.
Yeah, so I think if you're Tyrese Halliburton and he really, takes a joy and has been very proficient as a playmaker, this series, particularly if he's going to be guarded by a Darius Garland, a Donovan Mitchell, a Max Strus,
DeAndre Hunter, if he's got so many guys to throw at him.
if he wants to tweet overrate that after a series, This is the time to do it where you could tweet that if you get this done.
Ty Jerome, there's so many guys that they have. Like you got a plethora of guys that you can tear through and prove yourself on that team. So
give me your prediction for this series. What team wins and in how many games?
I'm saying Cavs in six, honestly. They look so way more mature than I expect them to be. They look laser focused. They're not happy. They didn't get satisfied. They went on the road, and it's hard to base it off Miami. But Miami played them well in Cleveland. I don't know what the hell happened. I know Darius sat out those games, and then I saw, slow-mo talking about, it gave them a different look. And that was probably what threw them off. But they just looked unbelievable on the road and kicked ass. So I like the way they've been playing. I like what they've been doing. And I just don't think Indiana has enough, even though Indiana has some depth and they've been hooping. In the past, they have. And you have T.J. McConnell, Obi Toppin, that have balled out in the past. I just don't think they have enough to match up with DeAndre Hunter, Ty Jerome, Max Strus, and company. So it's going to be a good series, but I see Cleveland getting this done in six. And Don is on his game. If Evan Mobley playing the way he's been playing and Darius comes back healthy, Cleveland's just been – they looked very dominant. And I said, mind you, it's not going to look the same against that team because Miami just was not good. But yes, I got Cleveland in six.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I agree with you. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers win. And I would say it really, to me, Danny, this is going to become an Evan Mobley series. And I think he's pretty much the key to where the Cavaliers have gone. If Evan Mobley is able to match Pascal Siakam or shut the water off on Pascal Siakam, I don't know if the Pacers have that many other options in a half-court set to score. And Tyrese Halliburton, again, he's been great, but I don't know if Tyrese Halliburton is a consistent 27 points per game playoff score, but he's going to have to show and prove that he is that. And if Evan Mobley is the defensive player of the year and he could take out one of the main key cogs, then it's really going to be tough sledding for the Indiana Pacers. I'd also say this, and what I really want to see, and it's hard for me to judge, Danny, because the Cavs were so much better than the Heat that Evan Mobley didn't necessarily shoot threes under pressure. There were a couple games where I watched where Evan Mobley was just shooting the three comfortably. I remember he took a step back three. It was contested, and he made it. But they were up.
At 40.
30 points. Can Evan Mobley truly earn the respect from the three-point line in tight playoff games? I know what he did in the regular season. Like, he's obviously a better three-point shooter. I know what he's done in playoff blowouts against the Miami Heat. But for the Cavs to truly unlock their full potential, I believe it's going to have to be Evan Mobley truly spacing the court from the three-point line, in my opinion. And I have to see it to believe it. He can shoot the three now, but can he shoot the three under pressure? Those are two different equations.
For sure. I just don't think he'll get that pressure because there's so many pieces around him that allow him to be free and open. He won't need that. Now it's a different stake, so the pressure would be the stakes, right? It's a closer series, but I don't think they're going to be contesting that hard. Like, I don't think it'd be flying at him. So, yes, and I don't think he even needs to play on the perimeter, but the perimeter is a plus for them. But the fact that they have – the way Ty Jerome has been balling, they have Sam Merrill. DeAndre Hunter was balling, went on the road, kicked ass in Miami. And now you get Darius back, who can shoot. Don has been unbelievable. Jared Allen shooting 70% from the floor and 70% from the free throw line, which I've never seen in my life, I don't think. Anybody had 70% from the bat or the field usually can't shoot free throws. But they have a bunch of guys that can do a multitude of things that fits the pieces perfectly together. And honestly, if they continue to do what they're doing, Boston has their hands full because they struggled with Orlando. With Paolo. When Paolo is healthy or not in foul trouble, Boston did – because Drew has been on the bench and been hurt. But if they have any type of injury, they just don't show the same type of depth that Cleveland has. And said it just relieves so much pressure on everybody. Darius doesn't have as much pressure anymore to score like he used to. Evan doesn't have as much pressure to do – he doesn't have to shoot – he can shoot him, but he's going to be so open with how these guys – Don is getting to the paint, how Darius is getting to the paint. DeAndre Hunter, Max Strus, Ty Jerome shooting floaters, getting to the paint. Jared Allen getting lobs, putting pressure on the rim, getting dunks. He's going to be so open. If they just play their normal basketball, they get open looks. They just have to knock them down. Now, if they go on a cold front somehow, They may lose a game or two, but they play their normal game. This should be a pretty easy, I wouldn't say easy series, but this should be a series that they should win in five or six.
I would love to see it. I do think the Pacers will give them a, I do think the Pacers could give them a run. I really just think it comes up to Tyrese Halliburton. What will he, who will he perform like, or what will be his performance? I think that's really what it comes down to. Will he be a superstar, or will he just be another star in the NBA? That's going to be the difference.